A Man I Looked At Twice is a poem. And it's true in the sense that it happened like this. I didn't make up the order in which things happened. I didn't make up the characters who appear in the poem. They happened in this way. So here for you is a poem, A Man I Looked At Twice. I saw a man that reminded me of another. Grey bristles conjured up a face I'd forgotten. The forgotten put me in mind of the father I'd lost, and that deathbed brought back to life the mother of my best friend, as she lay wasting, and the nurse checked the cathedra made in a country where I'd visited the Pied Piper's adopted home and fell asleep in a single bed over which a portrait of St. Aloysius hung next to the holy water font replenished by an unknown agency. Replenished by an unknown agency. A man I looked at twice. I saw a man that reminded me of another. Grey bristles conjured up a face I'd forgotten. The forgotten put me in mind of the father I'd lost, and that deathbed brought back to life the mother of my best friend, as she lay wasting, and the nurse checked the cathedra made in a country where I'd visited the Pied Piper's adopted home, and fell asleep in a single bed over which a portrait of St. Aloysius hung, next to the holy water font, replenished by an unknown agency. A bit of the background to the poem is that in 2005 I started blogging, and in January of 2006 I self-published an earlier version of this poem. And yesterday I took it out and read it again. Decided to share it again. Okay. All the best. Bye-bye. You are not forgotten.